Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs.
From the labs, I'm Fry.
Bob, today's paper has the most provocative title we've covered in a while.
On the limits of self-improving in large language models, the singularity is not near without symbolic model synthesis. Author Hector Zenil, Algorithmic Dynamics Lab, King's College London. Submitted January 2026, updated February 2026, 30 pages. And the argument is a formal mathematical proof.
A proof that the singularity can't happen.
A proof that a specific mechanism, the one Kurzweil and Vinge and most mainstream AGI narratives rely on, leads to collapse rather than ascension. The distinction matters. Zenil is not saying AI can't get smarter. He's saying the particular pathway that singularity proponents assume leads somewhere they haven't looked.
So let's look.
First, entropy decay. Finite samples never cover the full distribution. Rare events fall below the sampling threshold, assigned zero probability. The next generation inherits a distribution with those gaps. The generation after that has wider gaps. Diversity monotonically decreases. The entropy sequence is a super martingale. It converges to a degenerate fixed point. The math is...
And the obvious path toward that, the one everyone has been pursuing, is... let models train on their own outputs. You generate synthetic data, you train on it, the new model is better. It generates better synthetic data, you train on that. Closed loop. Each iteration bootstraps the next, and he generalizes it to the training objective itself. KL divergence. The tool he built to make this tractable is the coding theorem method. You enumerate millions of small Turing machines, run them, record what they output. From that, you build an empirical distribution over what kinds of structures are generated by simple programs. Objects with short generating programs are more probable. A universal prior over explanations, not over surface patterns. Block decomposition method extends this to large objects. Is correlation-based. You minimize statistical divergence between your model and the data. You're not asking what mechanism generated this. What would happen if the world changed? KL can't answer those questions. It's a distributional metric. So why are we taking it apart?
Meaning they don't depend on the specific model, the specific architecture, the specific modality. They apply to any system trained by distributional learning on finite samples. Chapter 2. Entropy Decay and Variance Amplification.
Zenil writes, strong versions of these hypotheses typically posit systems that require progressively less human or environmental input in order to improve themselves. That's true of some versions of the singularity narrative. It's not true of the most technically serious current approaches to recursive self-improvement, and that gap is the entire ballgame. Under Zenil's framework, this is non-vanishing alpha. The exogenous signal is the correctness criterion, and the results are not collapse. The O-series shows genuine improvement on mathematical Olympiad problems, competitive programming, scientific reasoning, not distributional drift, actual capability gains on tasks with ground truth.
The rare events, the unusual patterns, the edge case, it supports the theorem. Non-vanishing alpha means no collapse. But he treats it as a narrow exception when it is actually the template that the entire current frontier is following. Chapter 2. What the paper actually proves.
And the proof for this is straightforward. The empirical distribution formed by n samples has strictly lower entropy than the true distribution. For any finite n, The model is trained to approximate the empirical distribution, so the new model has lower entropy than the old model. Every step, without exception. The entropy sequence is a super martingale. Martingale convergence theorem says it converges to a degenerate fixed point.
The second failure mode is variance amplification, which is actually more disturbing, even if you somehow preserved entropy.
But there's a tension the paper doesn't address. Richard Sutton, former DeepMind, the Turing Award laureate who wrote the reinforcement learning textbook, wrote an essay in 2019 called The Bitter Lesson. The argument: every time AI researchers have built handcrafted knowledge into systems. Second, variance amplification. Even if you somehow preserve diversity, the mean of the distribution drifts. The update rule becomes an autoregressive process with coefficient 1 minus alpha. When alpha approaches 0, that coefficient approaches 1. Random walk, no restoring force. The model's sense of what's true wanders, not from any dramatic failure, just accumulated stochastic drift. Chess endgame tables, hand-coded features, symbolic representations. The general methods have eventually beaten them. Scale plus search plus learned representations have outperformed everything we've manually specified. Not because human knowledge is wrong, because the search space of what's actually useful is larger than what we can specify by hand.
Chapter 3, the KL problem. Programs, causal graphs, algorithmic complexity measures.
This is where the paper gets broader. Zanil isn't just talking about synthetic training loops in the abstract. He's talking about the training objective itself. The counterargument is, maybe this time is different. Maybe the collapse result is fundamental enough that you can't scale your way out of it. Maybe the KL objective has a ceiling that no amount of data and compute can overcome. That's a serious possibility. But it's not what the paper proves. The paper proves collapse under vanishing alpha. It doesn't prove that KL objectives have a ceiling in the regime where alpha stays bounded away from zero. So the collapse results aren't just about self-training loops. They're about the entire training paradigm of modern deep learning.
KL-based training is correlation-based training. You minimize the divergence between your model's distribution and the empirical distribution of the training data. That's it. You're asking, how well does my distribution match the observed frequencies? You're not asking what mechanism generated this data. You're not asking, would my model generalize correctly under intervention? What would happen if the world changed in some way? KL doesn't ask those questions. It can't. It's a distributional metric. It operates entirely in correlation space.
And when you train on your own outputs with a KL objective, you're amplifying correlations that were already in the training data while losing everything that wasn't captured in the sample. The model gets better at being a compressed version of what it already was, not better at understanding the world. Here's the question the paper is actually trying to answer, even if it doesn't quite land it. Is the current trajectory sufficient for the singularity? Meaning, can you get to recursively self-improving superhuman intelligence by continuing to do what the major labs are doing? Just more of it?
Chapter 4, the escape route. Fully closed-loop density matching with no external ground. He's not nihilistic about this. He has a specific answer, rooted in a research program he's been developing for years, algorithmic probability and program synthesis. The framework goes under the name algorithmic information dynamics, and the key tool is the coding theorem method, CTM. Standard machine learning models distributions. It asks, what patterns appear frequently in the data? Algorithmic probability asks a different question. What is the simplest generative program that could produce this data? Kolmogorov complexity is the theoretical foundation.
Where does this leave us? Zanil identifies a genuine failure mode, purely self-referential training on synthetic data, with no external grounding, does collapse. That's proven. Any serious AI development program should understand this constraint and design around it.
A Python interpreter, a math checker, a formal proof system. accepts or rejects it. The verifier is the external anchor. Alpha is not vanishing. These systems are producing real capability gains on hard problems. The loop is not dead. It's the current industrial paradigm, giving you a universal prior over all possible generative...
The practical approximation is CTM. Instead of computing over all programs on all Turing machines, which is uncomputable, you enumerate small Turing machines and see which ones halt on which outputs. That gives you an empirical distribution over simple generative mechanisms. And BDM, block decomposition method, extends this to large objects by breaking them into blocks and summing their complexities.
The key move is what this lets you do with self-generated data. Under KL training, synthetic data can never add information about the true distribution. Under causal or algorithmic training, synthetic data can yield new knowledge if it encodes counterfactual or interventional predictions. If I generate data by simulating a causal mechanism, the outputs of that simulation carry information about the mechanism, even if no human generated the data. The mechanism is the external anchor, not a human in the loop, but a structural constraint that doesn't collapse.
So the failure mode isn't AI can't improve without human data. It's AI can't improve without external grounding of some kind. Human data is one form of grounding. Formal axioms are another. Physical simulation is another. Mathematical proof is another.
ARCSIV 2504.13837.
The singularity hypothesis, in its strong form, posits something different. A system that eventually requires no external input at all. That system, Zinil proves, collapses. Zinil arrived late. The curse of recursion was empirically documented by Shumailov et al. In 2023, before Zinil's formal proof.
It is not claiming that current AI systems are near their limits. The collapse results require alpha approaching zero. Current LLMs are still being trained primarily on human-generated data. We're nowhere near the autonomy regime. This is a claim about where the trajectory leads if you follow it to its logical conclusion.
And it's not a claim that AI can't be transformatively powerful. Zinil's point is that genuine recursive self-improvement requires a different architecture than current statistical deep learning, not more scale. A different objective function.
The philosophical framing he offers is Kant's distinction between analytic and synthetic judgments. An analytic judgment is one where the predicate is already contained in the subject from the labs.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find Daily Tech Feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Daily tech feed from the labs, tiny sparks turning into maps, archive pages in a gentle sway, tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.